Good morning on this Tuesday morning, the 5th of March. Today is my birthday and I am so thrilled that on my birthday I get to hang out with you and to share a little bit more of my story of how I have found freedom and liberation and calm and joy in this journey of working motherhood and in life as a daughter and a wife and a friend and a coach and in all of these many roles and many hats that I wear. And I am always growing and learning and developing. So I know that this is going to be a process for the rest of my life. And I just love that it is such an interesting, sometimes incredibly challenging, but always rewarding process. And I'm so excited to share some of it with you here today on my birthday. Are you overwhelmed by the juggle of trying to fit it all in? Do you long to be more present, but you just find yourself reacting to life rather than being in control of it? Are you desperate for some me time in amongst the chaos? I'm Charlotte, a personal trainer, coach, mum, and wife who works because I love my job. I was living the absolutely chaotic life of working full-time, managing the emotional and mental load, trying to meet everyone's needs while completely forgetting about my own. And I finally realized that if I was going to enjoy my work and this journey of motherhood, I needed to set boundaries and make choices that would make me feel more in control, would make me feel healthier and happier so that I could work and mother the way that I wanted to. If you want to create a way of being that allows you to get your work done and be the mum you want to while earning an income and finding joy in your work, I'm so glad you're here. So put away that laptop, tie up your mum bun and lock the bathroom door. We're learning how to juggle. My word for 2024 is service, and what better day, I think, than to live out one's word of the year and to be of service than on one's birthday. And as a result of that, I would love to offer the first five people to take me up on it 50% off a Balance and Boundaries coaching session in this month of March. If you want to take me up on this offer, go to bit.ly/B&B coaching or follow the link in the show notes and use the code BIRTHDAY50 to get 50% off your coaching session. If you find that code doesn't work anymore, you will have sadly missed the race to be in the first five to get the discount. But I would still love to have the opportunity to coach you. So book a session and let's see what I can do to help. But for now, I just wanted to get into telling you a little bit more about me, a little bit more of my testimony of why I know that being a working mum is such an important space for me to be in and to focus on and to support in. And as I've mentioned, I wanted to tell you a little bit more about my story, about where I've come from and where I am today. And I wanted to really talk about the parts of my life that are relevant to you. So those are the things that I'm going to focus on today. There's obviously many, many other parts of my life that I could talk about, but today I just wanted to talk about what's relevant to you. As you will have heard, if you've been listening to this podcast for a while, I used to live a rather chaotic life. I used to race from one thing to the next. I had multiple jobs. I got bored easily. I crashed cars endlessly. I was always frenetic. I was always racing. And my focus was always on doing more, on being more, on meeting these expectations that I put on myself. I wanted to feel financially secure, so I took up any opportunity that would earn me more money. I wanted the approval of my parents and my peers. I wanted to do it all right. I wanted to be professional, but I also wanted to enjoy myself. And then when children came along, I wanted to be present with them and give them everything that they needed. And I was following all of this advice on gentle parenting and the scripts I was supposed to use that just didn't seem to be working for me and my children. And I just lived reactively. I did whatever needed to be done in the moment, and I found myself inflexible and thrown if something didn't happen the way I wanted it to or expected it to. I was completely, as a result, unable to be in the moment, the one thing that I did want, with my children. And they have really been my biggest teachers in this journey, as they've demanded things of me that I have found so incredibly difficult to give them, but which I am getting slightly better at. It's also been hard for me to be present with them because of all of this noise that's been in my head, all of this noise that it was telling me that I should be more successful, I should be doing more to make my business happen, and I should be making more money. And then when I wasn't present with them, doing more to be more patient, to be more of a calm mum. So there was this noise, these stories, this chaos in my head, which related into chaos outside of me. When I look back at this time, I feel huge compassion for that person that I was, or rather perhaps for the way that I felt I needed to be. It was tiring. It was exhausting. It was frustrating. I felt that I never finished anything. I wasn't doing one thing properly because I was trying to do all the things. I had all sorts of stories in my head about how I needed to be in the different roles that I filled. I still find this person that I feel such compassion for, I still find her popping up from time to time, and I continue to feel compassion and love for her. But now I can gently try to bring her back to that person that I know that I want to be, that person that I know that I can be, that I've had glimpses of as well. So my journey towards this person really started when I started my coaching course in 2017. When I started that course, I was incredibly critical of myself. I couldn't understand the way that I thought and the way that I felt and why I couldn't be more like the people, those people that I focused on who seemed to have it all right. This coaching journey that I started, and then the journey of motherhood, which started in January 2018 when Oliver was born. These two things have been the most incredible experience of realizing how we all struggle. We all experience these discomforts and these tensions within ourselves. I came out of a spate of bullying at high school and have always been someone who's had to grapple with my weight and with food all of my life. So there's always been that side to deal with. And then there's been this side, this need of me to be professional and to earn money and to live the life that I thought I wanted to live and to give my children the lifestyle that I've dreamed of giving them. And I've wanted to do my job well and to be successful in it. And then suddenly these children have come along and there's this need to balance motherhood with all the other things that I already have going on in my head and in my life. So these last few years have been this unbelievable journey of being curious. Having experienced the power of coaching during that first year, that 2017 year of my diploma, I found myself really fascinated by the inner workings of my mind, which was something that I had never taken the time to look at before. I had been a very action-oriented person. I was very much my external landscape, but now I started looking at my inner landscape. I underwent an Enneagram assessment, which was one of those life-changing moments for me. It helped me to understand why I think and feel the way I do and the motivations for why I behave the way I do. It helped me to understand what causes me anxiety, what creates joy for me, and also how I could move around the map of the Enneagram, which is something I'm very happy to tell you more about if you're interested in. It's one of the tools that I use in my coaching. And it's just been so fascinating to see how I can move around that Enneagram map to grow and to develop and to become more of the person that I want to be, to step into my strengths more. Alongside that, I did a Strengths Finder assessment, which outlined what strengths I had, some of which I knew, some of which I was aware of. But also what was so fascinating about it was those things that it outlined that I needed in order for me to enjoy the spaces that I was in and what would cause me to feel heavy and drained. Using these two things using these two tools as a basis for understanding why I was different to everybody else was just incredible. And the reason that I talk about all of these things is that I truly believe that it is in being aware of myself, of learning about myself, of having this information about myself at my fingertips. It is this that has allowed me to be so much more at ease in my life, so much more at ease in my body, in the roles that I play as a mother, as a coach, as a wife, as a friend, as a daughter, all of these things, all of these places that I fulfill needs. So where I used to race around trying to do everything myself because I was desperate to be seen, to be appreciated, to be acknowledged, I can now actually do what works for me and delegate what doesn't, because I'm so aware of what stories were causing me to behave in that way, what I was looking for, what I was trying to get out of the, or what the I wanted the result to be of doing all of these things. I've realized that a lot of the reasons I found myself flustered were because of what was going on in my head rather than actually what was going on outside of me. And because of this, because I am aware of what I need, because I'm aware of what motivates me, I've been able to take my power back to enjoy my life, to live my life the way that I want to, rather than to live my life in reaction to what is going on around me. Today, I find myself still with a long way to go, but I also find myself incredibly, surprisingly to me, I suppose, I find myself slower. I'm a little bit more organized. I'm much, much more productive. I'm more present. I'm more at ease in myself. I'm more able to make the choices that really work for me. And what's so interesting as I sit here and record this is just how I realize the boundaries or the blurriness of the boundaries between my work and my life, and how everything I think that I have been through in my life, all the experiences I have had, and the work that I have done to get to this point as a coach, as a personal trainer, as a partner in supporting people, supporting women in this stage of life, it's been a journey myself. It's been a journey of me learning, of me figuring it out, of me getting to this point. I have been certified as an Enneagram practitioner. I've been certified as a health and well-being coach. I've been certified as a heart math coach. And all of these certifications, these tools, these practices are things that I have used in my personal life to just see change, to see transformation, and things that I use in my work to see that change and that transformation in my clients. It is just fascinating to see people figuring out the strategies that they have developed to help them get by in the world, to see people being curious, to see people reflecting, to build awareness, and then to watch people make different choices, make new ways of, or create new ways of being that will get them to the place that they want to go. I have had such fun recreating my way of being so that I can be the person that I want to be, so that I can be the very best of me for those around me, so that I can build deep, meaningful relationships with my family, so that I can perform and achieve in my professional life, so that I really know who I am and what I need and get my needs met. I am curious when something is going on for me, something is building up inside of me. I woke up the other night, or didn't really go to sleep the other night, because I was struggling with something and I was curious about it, and I lay there for ages trying to figure out what was happening for me in this tussle, in this turbulence that was inside my body. And as a result, the behavior that I had, this was in particular towards my husband, and I lay there and I worked through it, and I was curious about it, and I knew the questions to ask. suddenly I realized what the issue was, and I was then able to take the courageous action to go and have a conversation with him to say, this is really what's happening. I'm not getting my needs met, and this is what I need, and what do you need? And just to have that space where we can talk, we can communicate. This is what I long to help women with. I love helping women create a life where they can have their needs met, where they can be seen, where they can look back on their lives on their 90th birthday and they can say, wow, that was a great life. I was the person I wanted to be. I did the things I wanted to be. I loved the way I wanted to love. I'm so happy with all that I have done, all that I've been, all that I've seen. It really was a life that was well and happily lived. And as I sit here, I really, on this birthday of mine, I really believe that I, because of the incredible privilege of doing this work and getting to know things about myself and put them into practice, I really believe I'm on my way to a point that I can look back with no regrets, but with joy in the life that I've led. It is such an honor and a privilege for me to then be able to share all that I've learned with you in that process here on this podcast and in my coaching and in the work that I do, so that you too can be that woman, that person, that mum that you want to be, so that you can experience the joys of life with just that sense of lightness, with that sense of wonder in amongst the juggle and amongst the chaos and the frustrations and the flusteredness and all that is needed of us. So I really hope that today, while I take time to serve you, while I serve the clients that I have the joy of coaching today, while I serve my family, I hope that you and I will find moments of calm and peace and presence throughout this day that we can notice, that we can be present to, and that we can be grateful for. Have a wonderful day. I so hope that this episode has given you something to think about or something to help support you in this journey of working motherhood. If so, would you take 30 seconds to share it with another mum who may need some help in managing it all? I would also be thrilled if you would go to Apple Podcasts and leave a written review there. This way, I know that what I'm offering is making a difference, and this is what I long to do. I hope you have a great week, and I'll see you back here on Tuesday.